Well, sticking with the story of cancer, one of the most common cancers in men is prostate cancer. And in fact, it may worry some people to hear that, in fact, by the age of about 80, the incidence of prostate cancer in that population is 100%. If you look hard enough, you will find the disease in pretty much everybody. It doesn't mean it will lead to the death of everybody, but it is extremely common. Scientists at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York have got a paper in Science this week which sheds some interesting light, actually, on what might be driving these cancers, though, because that's one of the big questions. Why do they grow and develop and spread? And what they have found is that the patient's own nervous system might be triggering this to happen. Claire Magnan and her colleagues have done studies on initially mice, where they took mice and put human prostate cancer cells into the mouse prostate. So the mouse develops its own prostate cancer, albeit a human one. And then they look later at what the nerve supply, which is naturally in the prostate, is doing. And they find that within a short period of time, the nerves in the prostate, which are parts of what is called the autonomic nervous system, this is the automatic or unconscious branch of your nervous system, has grown into the tumour. So to see whether this actually makes a difference to the behaviour of the tumour, they used either drugs or surgery to block the action of the autonomic nervous system. And they find that the tumour stops growing and it doesn't spread to other parts of the animal. And they then do some other very elegant experiments where they block both the sympathetic, which is the part of the autonomic nervous system that uses adrenaline as a nerve transmitter, or acetylcholine, which is the nerve transmitter used by the parasympathetic part of the autonomic nervous system. And they're able to show that the adrenaline signal makes tumour cells grow in the prostate locally, and the acetylcholine signal encourages the tissue to spread to other parts of the body and to become invasive. This is just in mice, admittedly, but then they ask, well, what happens if we look in humans with prostate cancer? So they go and obtain 43 different prostate samples from human cases and look at them, and they show there's a really strong correspondence between people who are judged to have what's called a high-grade prostate cancer and also people who've had spread of their prostate cancer and how much nerve growth into the tumour there has been. And so they're saying that it appears the tumour encourages the nervous system to grow into the tumour. Chemicals produced by those nerve cells encourage either the tumour cells themselves or the local tissue to encourage the tumour to grow and to invade and spread, and that you can therefore use the degree of innovation as a marker of how advanced the disease is or how likely it is to spread. And this may also give us a new avenue for treating the disease, because if you could block these molecules that are coming out of these nerve cells, and we've got drugs that would do that, it might significantly improve the prospects of the disease.
There's drugs for blocking adrenal receptors used for asthma and that kind of thing, and there's lots of acetylcholine blockers as well, so that's really promising. If those same drugs will work on the receptors inside the tumour, then you've got a ready-made avenue to explore.
That's exactly right, Phil, and that's what they're going to try and do. They're saying, look, these drugs are already on the market. We might be able to very readily see whether this will actually apply what we're seeing in these mice in people.
Well, thanks, Chris. It is really quite fascinating how some cancers spread so quickly, while others don't spread very fast at all.